Turning to Victoria, and while much has been made of Labor's success and the Liberals' lack thereof, the junior coalition partner made a surprising resurgence across the state. The Nationals toppled independents in Mildura and Shepparton to end up with 9 seats, a net gain of 3. The favourable results have seen at least one MP suggesting the party should re-evaluate its coalition partnership. Peter Walsh leads the Nationals in Victoria and joins us on the program. Peter Walsh, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
You've boosted your numbers in the parliament by 50%. Did the outcome surpass even your own expectations?
It was what we aspired to, and I was very pleasantly surprised when we hit all our KPIs. I think it was a real credit to the calibre of the candidates we pre-selected and the support they got from ourselves as existing MPs and our parliamentary staff and administrative wing, that it was a team effort to make sure that we had local champions who would be the voice for those communities in the Victorian Parliament.
The Victorian Liberals have been left shell-shocked after Saturday's defeat. They're down a seat despite a number of swings in their favour, but all in kind of Labor heartland largely. Is it frustrating to see your coalition partner perform so poorly?
I feel bitterly disappointed for Matthew Guy and his team. I thought collectively we took a very strong policy agenda to the election, had some great initiatives that would have made Victoria a better place for everyone, particularly making sure that we had our health system fixed, making sure we had our roads fixed. There was a lot of things that need doing in Victoria, and I thought we put forward a very strong policy agenda, but in those Liberal areas, that did not obviously resonate.
Do you think the Liberals look out of touch with modern Victoria?
That's an issue for them, Patricia. I don't think that the Liberal Party should be interfering in National Party policy and politics and vice versa. So that's an issue for the Liberal Party and what they do in the analysis of the election campaign. From our point of view, as I said, we've got a great new team of MPs to come in and join our existing team. And I look forward to them all being in the party room today. It will be an exciting moment to welcome them in.
Your Gippsland South member, Danny O'Brien, told ABC Radio over the weekend that the party should push to re-evaluate the coalition agreement. Is that what you're considering? Not you know, looking at whether that you should be in coalition in the same way?
Well, that obviously will be discussed today when we're in the room, but my personal view is that if we are going to present as a strong alternative government in Victoria, and particularly to hold the Andrews government to account, we have to work as a team, and that means the Liberals and Nationals actually working together.
Does that mean you can flex more muscle, though, in that arrangement, given you've been successful and they haven't?
Well, I think it's about coming together and having the internal discussions about what our position is on whatever the issue of the day is, and making sure that we have a strong united voice to hold the Andrews government to account. It's a government that has been dominated by one person, and we want to make sure that Victorians are heard, particularly from our point of view, regional Victorians are heard, and that's about having a seat at the table and being part of those discussions.
The Nationals federally and the Nationals in WA, for instance, it's a really different story across the country, and I'm really interested in the way that the Nationals are coming to different decisions in different places. There's a big debate, as you know, at the moment federally. Your federal party has decided to oppose a voice to parliament referendum, which is a really significant decision. What do you make of it?
On looking at what's been written and what they have said, I have some support for their view on this, that if you are going to take something to a referendum, you need to know the detail. Just to have a referendum and say a parliamentary committee will then design what comes out of that referendum, I don't think that's the way to go about it. I've been the Shadow Minister for Indigenous Affairs in Victoria for the last 4 years, and one of the things that we've said very strongly here is that whatever happens with, in our case, treaty, has to demonstrate that it delivers real outcomes on the ground around closing the gap. Housing, education, health, reducing incarceration, reducing disadvantage right across the board has to come out of these sorts of discussions. It's not just about a high-level debate for the elite. It's got to be about real outcomes on the ground.
Your counterpart in Western Australia, the Nationals and opposition leader Mia Davies, says her party still supports a voice. So you're saying you don't?
Well, how can you support something when you don't know the detail? That's the real dilemma we have
here. How can you oppose something if you say you don't know the detail?
Well, you're opposing it until you do know the detail.
So do you think that the federal Nationals have jumped the gun?
No, I don't think they've jumped the gun because the federal Labor government haven't put forward the detail. So until there is detail, you've almost compelled to say no because you don't know what is there to try and support.
There's a lot of detail out. The parliament would design a voice. It wouldn't be entrenched in the constitution. So what's your reluctance?
Well, you're saying that a parliament is going to design the voice. What's wrong with trusting the people of Australia with what that design is before there is a referendum?
You want it in the constitution, a design for a voice?
No, but you need to know what the detail is. Australians, Victorians are very cynical about politicians and politics. I accept that as a long-term politician. I know people are very cynical about the processes. You're asking Australians to make a decision on something that a group of politicians are going to design who haven't got the trust to tell them what it's going to be before they vote. I just think the process is back to front.
Okay. But you've backed in their opposition to a voice. So what you think that in Victoria, which is pretty progressive state if you look at the vote, to campaign no in Victoria?
No. What I said is I have some support for what they have said and the reasons, if you look at what's been said, is how is this going to actually deliver on the ground in a community for a young mum fleeing a domestic violent relationship that needs a house. You know, I've had those examples come into my office personally, and it is heart-wrenching to try and find someone a house in those situations. How is this voice actually going to deliver a real outcome for those sorts of people? And that's what I want to know.
Well, I suspect the voice in some parts will be advocating for better housing for Aboriginal women and saying to government, we need housing. How about if it does that?
Well, there's been advocation for a long time.
Aren't listening?
Well, who knows? Effectively, yes, it is.
Well, at some point, it's governments not listening, isn't it?
You can't
blame Aboriginal people who've been saying we desperately need housing.
I'm not blaming Aboriginal people at all. I'm blaming the system as failing. But is this going to solve the system? That's the challenge. And until someone tells Australians what it actually really is, the cynics in the voting population will be very concerned about it and potentially vote no and means it fails. We want to solve disadvantage right across the board for all Australians, including Indigenous Australians. The question is this going to do that? And I'm not sure it is.
So as I just want to go in our last minute back to the point about Victoria. Now, I think demonstrating quite clearly it's quite a progressive state. It sounds to me like you'd be advocating no in a state. You represent the Victorian Nationals, which is quite progressive. How does that work?
Well, I'd like to think we are progressive, but and I can't remember which one of my federal colleagues said it, this is about making sure that disadvantage, ingrained disadvantage is actually not solved, but is moved forward and people are better off for it. Let the Albanese government explain to Australians how that's going to happen with this particular process.
Peter Walsh, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Peter Walsh is the Nationals leader in Victoria, and the party room is meeting today. They did well at the state election. The Liberals clearly didn't, and the Andrews government was returned. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.